Begin the current daf. Misek the sima daf lamed beis. Begin lamed beis. Begin the taste of master. Begin the wisdom of the gemara. Turn your bishmal. Turn the beis to shiv your bishmal. Kabochaima. Mabig dezah v'chulu. You can learn out, although you don't know that source. From kabochaima from the big dezah, you can learn out the big dilav. So taste him. It's a wonder because the turn bishmal guve he himself. So hachagam a big dilav and big dezah. Here he's learning kabochaima. You're right. We only have a source of big dezah, but the kabochaima tells big dilav. But come on, Tan Rabbi Shmuel Yipchai says exactly the opposite. Says we only know Big Dilavin because he's going for the other Mandam over there. He says you know Big Dilavin Mekal Bochamer. So which one's Mochamer? So it says Rabbi Shmuel a novel interpretation. He says actually Tan Rabbi Shmuel Gama Tefila the Big Dilavin the Big Dilavin could be Yehuda. He actually learns out the Tefila from Big Dilavin to Big Dilavin, meaning going to Big Dilavin like Krebi Yehuda. My Big Dilavin to Big Dilavin Krebi, which each one have their own sources. So you know both from the psukim that Rebbe brings for Big Dilavin and Big Dizav like Rebbe Yehuda. Now, but Kamar, but that Rebbe Shmuel, but he was discussing and saying, wait a second, Lomeli Trekra, you're right, he had sources, he doesn't know from Kabbalah, but he was asking why he need to psukim. Nichtav Chad, when they say it by one, you'll know the one from it. Behind the Kadaik, and that's what he was inferring actually to answer, to say, no, Hai Nichtav, which one should we write? Because Big Dizav, you can write the golden garments, Loyosa Big Dilavin Kabbalah, you won't know Kabbalah. Because of my big desire, they can make you refuse the kabbalah, and behind ipcha you can refuse the other way too. So it comes actually the conclusion that brayisa vikel mivrak is not asking on your bishmal's kabbalah. It's actually with the bishmal himself saying why kabbalah is not going to be sufficient. Kinnik says him out to begin the words of the gemara. Nafkum Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon. We know it from Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon. Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon learns kiddush daim reglaim when you're getting dressed a kabbalah from kiddush daim by every single person that's going to do that voido, and then he knows kiddush daim for when you're doing the pshita. From a hekesh of a fashad berachas of a labash, just like the Mishnah needs kiddush, so too the Peshitta needs kiddush. Says Tais Vimtem, if you're going to say, Yimkin, wait a second, that's the case. That even Rabbi Yehuda holds of this hekesh, as the Gemara is saying that he learns out from Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, Shimon. So my Yitzchak Leila Memo, why did the Gemara previously have to say, Rabbi Nafkalem, the Rabbi, that where does he know that you're going to, he learns out from Rabbi, that Tfil Rabbi Dilavin, how do you know Tfil Rabbi Dilavin? His source is only regarding Big Dizav. Oh, he learns out from the same source that Rabbi learns out. Which is talking about the Pesukim of Big Dilavin. And that is Taisus. Why? Nasi Namin Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon like Keisha. Once he's saying, hold to the second Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, then you could know Big Day Lavan, not from Rabbi, you can know it from himself, from the Sekish. Why? Because the Makish Pshita Lavisha, the Pasuk here, it says, a Fashad for Rachat of Lavish, is comparing the Pshita to the Lavisha. And the name Hachi, Taisus is a novel interpretation of how to learn the Hekish. That is, don't necessarily compare the act of taking off to the act of putting on the clothing. Rather, compare the garments that you're taking off to the garments that you're putting on and say, my levish should be dissolved, just like the getting dressed, which that's the pasuk that Rabbi Hud is bringing, is the getting dressed of the big dissolved. Shul levish, which is getting dressed, toin tefillah needs a tefillah. Because nafka levi the member of that's the pasuk that's bringing is going to be dissolved. I've forgotten, and also the garments, not the maisa, the garments you place it, shem shalav, when you take them, which is the white garments. Because shul levishin, when you're going to put it on too, you hate toin tefillah. Shows required tefillah. And from there you can learn it out. You don't have to learn out a special pasuk like Rebbe does for Big Dilavin. And as it says, so much you can say is, no, Iyamin hekesha ki agav, if we would be saying such a hekesh like Tais is saying, then you wouldn't know what's the primary, which Agamar is trying to show, that you do kiddush for the act of the taking off of the clothing. The name Hachi, that you say like this, Machu Leibashim Shalzav, if what you're putting on is the golden garments, Kishu Leibashim to a Kiddush, when you're getting dressed, you require Kiddush. Av Shalom and Shupashin, also the white ones that you're taking off, Kishu Leibashim, when you put on to a Kiddush, you require Kiddush. Now, but let's see, Drasha. You don't need this Drasha, because the Kiddush Leibashim is big to love, because the Kiddush of getting dressed with the white garments, but Kabbalah has here, you know, from Kabbalah, you come in Kiddush of big dissolve. Like the kiddush for the golden garments, because both of them, Kulam and Kabbalah, whoever's coming to that Zar, that he has to title, for sure has to do Kiddush Dharmak Lion. Which we explained that, you know, from the Hekdash, and both the golden and the white garments require tefillah. So if both of them, you have the Kabbalah, so then then we wouldn't say a Hekdash of the white garments that you're taking off to the golden garments that you're putting on. Ill tefillah is big to love, and only for the tefillah of the white garments itself. Of the Kiddush Lepshit, they'll have enough, but the Kiddush of taking off the clothing, we would not have learned out. By comparing the garments that you're taking off to the garments that you're putting on to include the tefillah and the Kiddush when you're putting on the clothing, and it wouldn't tell us for when you're taking off. So therefore, you wouldn't know because you're Zemaglaim for the Peshitta. So it's a curl of tefillah. We needed a pasuk for the tefillah of Rabbi Yehuda to say that tefillah when you're putting on big dilavan from that pasuk Rabbi Darshan's, and you don't know it from comparing pshit to television, meaning of the garments that you take, the garments they're putting on. But male the shin hakesh the kiddush because the garment level. So now you have this hakesh extra to tell you the kiddush of the mice of pshita, the mice levishan, just like levishan requires kiddush, also the act of pshita also requires. Because again, if you would compare it to the garments, yeah, it would teach you there, but then you would lose over here what we need for the Ma'ez Pshita to require its own condition of Amiglaya. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, and Kinnik, that's the case, have a little bit of Avoid Ba'achar, and it's considered Avoid with someone else. If doing Roiv would not be enough, then whoever the Kohen finishing off would be considered doing Avoid. We know the Kohen Gadol himself is doing Avoid. But just say, Sahachan, I'm a Muslim local, the Gemara could have asked a different question, too, also. And if that's the case, that the Meiruk, the finishing of the Shechid is Ma'akim, will have a Shechid Vishnaim, then it's considered slaughtering with two people. And keeping him like Berik Pesach, because he's saying if you don't finish up, it's going to be invalid. But Bimishnaim, Shechim, Zevachad, if two people slaughter one carbon, Avalibazach is Zepos, even not at the same time, even consecutively, it's going to be invalid. Because the Mukhak Pekashuk, the Gemara is the Chun, the Chun, the Chun, where it says Tizbach, one person slaughters, not two. So that could have been another refutation of trying to say Meiruk is Ma'akim. Then Tosfos ben Tamei begin to say, "You might catch them avoid ba'achar." What's this question about saying, "Oh, so then it's going to have someone else doing the avoid, not just the Kohen Gadol, who prepared tariff by Kalfi?" But the Gemara later on, the Beis Amar brings that Ikamad the Machshir is someone who validates an opinion. And for the Shechitas Parah Bazar, even someone slaughters his own bull, the Kohen Gadol, through a non-Kohen. And Vafiliman, the place, and even the one who says invalid had nafka parah, that's specifically the Kohen Gadol's own parah, which has an obligation of the day. The Kohen Le'a, Aaron Mechukah, where you have the terminology, Aaron Mechukah, which says Ma'akib, Avatam, but the Karmat Tamim, which is what we're discussing over here, the Leshach, Lechavizim, Kippur, which is not specifically, but the obligation of Kippur, it's every day of the year. But Kohen Le'a, Aaron Mechukah, Peshchita, regarding that slaughtering, you don't say Aaron Mechukah, which is the terminology of Ikum, Kim Lav Avoid, it's not Avoid. So what's the problem? If Azar is doing it, there's no problem about Avoid Ba'achar on that. Says, what you can say is no, become welcome, possible, but still there is a rabbinic validation, and therefore it would have had that problem. Now, the Yeshua, those want to explain, Mishum the Merika Tzurich Kabbalah. The reason why Merika would be Ma'akiv is not because the Shechit is Ma'akiv. You're right, it's not Ma'akiv. But because the Merika, finishing off the Shechit, is a necessity for allowing you to do the Kabbalah Saddam, to get all the blood out, and therefore that's what Ma'akiv. So it says, well, in here, that doesn't seem to be correct. Could it be Adav Miut Simon Basim Riv Kama? What do you think? Finish off a little bit of the last part of the Simon. Of cutting of the pipes in the animal's neck is better than the majority of the beginning. Well, who cares at the end to say that's a din kabbalah when you're saying the majority of the beginning, which is the right of the shechita, that would not be considered part of the kabbalah. Now, those who also they interpret that even the hadam shechita lavavoidi this since this that idea that we say that this learning is not an avoida, heini kabbalah pishur ben yakim reliance lafish and the heges abachum, because since you do shechita on an unconjugated animal also, so that cannot be considered a unique avoida for the kachin. Now, the high merit, but this finishing off the shechita, ainu ma'akevus b'chulin, that's not integral by chulin. So my kachin that we would say the merit is ma'akim to require for the mitzvah of Kabbalah to receive the blood. Ah, same kin have avodah. That would make it avodah. Lehi kasher b'chulin. That's what the Gemara is saying. There would only kasher with the Kohen Gadol. That was what we entertained to say that merit is mi'akim, and because that is the unique halacha in kachin versus that of chulin.